for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, good morning. The work week has begun, and you only have a four-day week if you have a conventional five-day work week this week. So good for you. I'm Frank Morano.
Well, good for you, Frank Morano.
It is great to see you again,
Juliet. It's good seeing you. I hope you had a nice long weekend.
Yes.
Anything in particular happened?
No, not really. I went to the Memorial Day parade yesterday, which was very well attended, I'm happy to say.
Very nice.
And that was about it.
Well, good, good. Yeah. Well, it was nice being away for a little bit, you know, not from you, but just getting out of the New York area, which I haven't done in a long time.
I did see the photos and the video of you as the Frozen character Elsa.
That was probably my crowning achievement.
I think you did great. I mean, if radio or television doesn't work out for you, I think you have another career.
Well, I think my only concern was that the three-year-olds were going up to their parents going, "What happened to Elsa? What happened to her?" But I was a little bit, let's say, old for being Elsa, but I did a lot of makeup, so it was okay.
All right, well,
it was okay.
I mean,
but it was a lot of fun.
Well, good. I'm glad you got to see your brother and your niece. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Beautiful weather down there in Florida. Sorry, you guys had lousy weather this
week.
Except for yesterday was okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was rough. I was planning to go to Coney Island on Saturday, and it was just a total washout.
Terrible. You know, so, I know. Sorry about that.
It's okay. It's all right. It happens.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, the world's largest meat supplier says it'll take some time to recover from a cyber attack. Some servers affecting North America and Australia systems were hit over the weekend. JBS says the attack caused its Australian operations to shut down, which could cause a delay with customers and suppliers. So far, though, there's no word any sensitive information was breached. The company has 84 properties across the country.
Well, we had some uplifting news over the weekend. The CDC predicts we could see as few as 2,000 deaths from COVID over the next 3 weeks. That's total. That's down from February when 5,400 people died in a single day. More than half of all adults in America have been vaccinated. 10 states have already hit the Biden administration's goals to inoculate 70% of their residents by the 4th of July. I think that number actually increased in the last day. I'll double check on that. Also, the agency says the vaccine incentive programs, which I know Frank loves so much, they seem to be working with folks prioritizing free swag over ideology, apparently.
Hey, whatever works, I
guess. So.
Well, I also want to say good morning again to a gentleman that we really missed on Friday, but he was busy with bigger and better things, and that's Joe Nolan,
yes!
Who had this tremendous event on Friday that raised upwards of $12,000.
Wow!
For his foundation. How did everything go, Joe?
It went great. Right up to the point of where we were supposed to get on WABC. That was a problem.
So we tried to go to you repeatedly.
No,
and the audio kept dropping out.
Oh, no.
It was weird because it was a lot of, most people got it fine and some people didn't. And I think we just kind of broke the system, to be honest with you.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's my fault for promoting it all day. And then,
well, but I mean, it should have worked.
I agree.
There was no reason for it not to have worked except for, you know, we had a ton of people getting on it. I mean, we had something like 8,000 people trying to get on.
Wow.
And that's a lot for that little system we have.
Christian said on Friday that you sounded a bit like New Jersey Globe editor David Wildstein, and I didn't hear it until then, but now I do hear it. But if people didn't get to make a contribution, Joe, and they want to help out, what's the best way for them to do it?
The easiest way to do it for sure is to text the word Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, to 1-732-400-4940. So 732-400-4940, and just follow the instructions. It's easy as can be.
All right.
That's great.
Congratulations.
$12,000. That's five scholarships.
That's fantastic. Huge. Good for you.
Well, let's try and raise another 1,000 by the end of the morning, and maybe we'll help somebody else.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That'd
we're
be
make
great.
A contribution.
Come on, people.
All right. What's happening traffic-wise?
All right. Grand Central Parkway on the outbound side by the BQE. There's a stall there. That's being cleared. If you're heading inbound, Holland, George, Lincoln, all that in pretty good shape without much of a problem. Transit Authority. There are delays on the A trains. Again, they had some earlier issues. And alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations, once again, today are in effect. So, off to a good start. I'm Joe Nolan with traffic on Talk Radio 77 WABC.
That is wonderful, Joe. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, let's get to some weather now from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today is actually going to be a decent day. We're looking at probably high of 77 or so degrees. There will be a mix of sun and clouds. It's looking like it might be overcast mostly throughout the day, but you never know. Sun may peek out there. Tomorrow, I can't believe it's going to be Wednesday already tomorrow. 75 degrees, cloudy skies. Thursday, we're looking at 72 degrees. And on my little graphic here, I see a gray cloud with a sun popping out from it with little blue raindrops and a yellow lightning. So I don't know. I guess that means it's going to be mediocre on Thursday. Friday, we could have some showers in the morning. 78 degrees for a high.
The governor of Texas is vowing to defund the state legislature. Greg Abbott tweeted, quote, "No pay for those who abandon their responsibilities." He took to Twitter hours after House Democrats staged a walkout to prevent a vote on his elections bill. He has until June 20th to veto part of the budget that funds the legislature. It would then begin starting September 1st. Abbott plans to call a special session this year to get the bill passed.
All righty. It was a slamming weekend for travel. Don't I know it? JFK, LaGuardia, Miami. I mean, I was there. I was at all three airports at some point over the weekend. They were really busy. Every single flight that I was on was overbooked. And I was always sitting there in the gate area. You just kept on hearing, are there any volunteers? Are there any volunteers who would like to take a later flight?
Wait, you were at three different airports?
I flew out of LaGuardia. I flew into Miami International. And I flew back to JFK.
I see. You.
I took two different airlines. Yeah.
Right.
So nearly 2 million people were screened at airports across the country. It's definitely one of the busiest days since the COVID pandemic began. I think it was the second busiest. Meantime, experts say around 40 million hit the roads, as our entertainment reporter Lauren Conlon knows all too well. And also we have some serious news. Police are on the lookout for two suspects who savagely beat a 64-year-old man at the 59th and Lex subway stop Sunday. This video is so disturbing. The robbery happened just before 5 a.m. Surveillance shows the guys wearing expensive, distinctive footwear, including a pair of $200 Nikes and a $300 pair of Timberland boots. Meantime, cops are searching for another suspect in connection with a stabbing at a Harlem subway station. WABC's Bob Brown has more.
A man is recovering after being stabbed inside a Harlem subway station Monday morning. Police say the 51-year-old man was stabbed just after 6 a.m. at the 125th Street station. They say the suspect first harassed the victim and then picked up a knife and stabbed the victim in the back. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Yeah, and the word is that the two guys knew each other and that there was some sort of fight with them, perhaps over drugs.
Ah, well, that almost makes you feel a little bit better, and that's not some random act of violence.
Exactly.
That could happen to anybody. There's this video, I don't know if you've seen it, Assemblymember Yulin Niao, who's the assembly member that represents the lower Manhattan area. She tweeted this video of somebody just randomly walking by this Asian woman and cold cocking her in the face.
Meanwhile, people are sitting around watching like they were eating dinner.
I mean, it did happen quickly, though. I mean, it was not as if, you know, they sat around and watched him pummel
her. No, definitely. Yeah. No, I just meant that it was just like people were just walking around. This guy clearly wasn't, you know, he wasn't all together.
All right.
Clearly.
We had sports with Christian Arnold in just 4 minutes. But first, more than 800,000 veterans are helping to find genetic answers to COVID. That's how many have enrolled in the Million Veteran Program. It's a national research program to learn how genes, lifestyle, and military exposures affect health and illness. The Veterans Administration already used the database to study anxiety. It will now look into how genetics play a role in coronavirus. This could answer why people are affected differently.
Well, speaking of veterans, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris both honored the nation's war heroes on Monday at Arlington Cemetery's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier ceremony. The president used the time to remind America about his feelings about democracy, calling America's recent problems a struggle for the soul of America itself. He also called for truth founded on facts, not propaganda. Harris's appearance came days after many on the right attacked her for sending a tweet at the beginning of the holiday weekend telling Americans to have a good one. Critics, including QAnon conspiracy theorist Marjorie Taylor Greene, accused Harris and Democrats themselves of, quote, hating veterans, by not sending a Memorial Day specific message instead. Of course, Harris's tweet went out, just like to point out, 3 days before the holiday. And she had been scheduled to appear at this event on Monday. So I don't understand what the ruckus was about. Moving along.
More rallies are planned in North Carolina today against the police shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. It's been nearly 6 weeks since he was killed in his car. Three deputies opened fire while trying to serve an arrest warrant. They were cleared by a prosecutor, but protesters are still demanding transparency. The rallies are set to begin at 5 p.m. in several cities, including Charlotte, Greensboro, Raleigh, and Elizabeth City.
Well, just days afterward, President Biden will sit down with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to talk about, among other things, a U.S.-UK travel corridor. Bad news from across the pond. Sources inside No. 10 Downing Street say there's a 50-50 chance that the June 21st Freedom Day, as they're calling it, may be delayed there due to the aggressive Indian variant merging with the UK variant. Oh, so many of my friends over there are just flipping out. Meantime, a Cambridge biologist says there are early signs of a third wave of the pandemic in the UK, and some experts say the country needs more time to get people vaccinated before opening up again.
A baseball star is out of jail after allegedly strangling and hitting his wife. Atlanta Braves outfielder Marcell Ozuna posted a $20,000 bond yesterday. He spent 2 days in jail. Arrest records claim he threatened to kill his wife during an argument, and the fight continued until police arrived. The couple is said to be divorcing. No word yet if Ozuna will be allowed to play, but the MLB says it'll investigate him under its domestic violence policy.
Now, Sid Rosenberg is in Hawaii. Is that correct?
Yes, but I don't think there's any correlation with this Ozuna incident.
No, not at all. No, not at all. But in his place, in his stead, is our colleague, Christian Arnold, a.k.a. X-Gen.
Hey, that's me.
That's you.
All right. Well, a big night in sports yesterday, a big game for the New York Islanders in the second round of the playoffs. They are coming back to Long Island, tied in their second round series with the Boston Bruins 1-1 thanks to a overtime goal from Casey Zizekas.
Carson Kuhlman looking for that one. Lozon caught at the breakaway. Casey Zizekas with a game on a stick.
Zizekas' first playoff goal since 2015, giving the Islanders a 4-3 win in Boston, sending the series back to Long Island, tied at one game apiece. Josh Bailey, Kyle Palmieri, and Jean-Gabriel Pageau all scored in the second period as the Islanders did take a 3-1 lead, but the Bruins did come back with two goals of their own in the third to force overtime. Game 3 is Thursday at the Nassau Coliseum. Playoff basketball, the Nets, they'll look to close out their series with the Boston Celtics tonight as they play at the Barclays Center. Brooklyn has a 3-1 advantage in the best-of-seven series. The Nets won Game 4, 141-126 on Sunday in Boston. And the Knicks, they're back at the Garden tomorrow as they look to hold off the Hawks. They're on the brink of elimination. They currently trail 3-1 after losing both games in Atlanta. The Hawks won Game 3, 113-96 on Sunday. A Game 6 would be back in Atlanta on Friday if it was necessary. The Yankees, well, they got beat by the Rays yesterday in the Bronx. WABC's Jonathan O'Halloran was on the scene and files this report.
Jameson Taillon pitched well for the Bombers, giving up 3 runs off 5 hits and 5 innings of work, but the offense once again lets down the Yankees with Miguel Andujar supplying all of the Yankee offense.
Now it's hit deep to right field. Margot back. Trap. Wall. See ya. Opposite field home run for Andujar. Yankees on the board. It's 3-1 Rays.
The Yankees lose 3-1, gaining only 5 hits off the Rays staff, and have now lost 6 of their last 7 and haven't scored more than 5 runs during that stretch. The Yankees are now 5.5 games behind the AL East leading Rays and 4 games behind the second place Red Sox. And the Yankees will look to turn their offense around tonight as Domingo Herman takes the mound against Tyler Glasnow. From Yankee Stadium, I'm John O'Halloran for 77 WABC.
Mets routed the Diamondbacks 6-2 in Phoenix. They're 3.5 games up in first place ahead of the Atlanta Braves in the NL East. With sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Christian Arnold.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7th. Let's get a look at the traffic with Joe Nolan.
All right, Frank, we're still in really good shape out there. Not a lot for you to worry about. Grand Central Parkway on the outbound side by the BQE, that earlier stall is out of the way. You're also going to be looking at an accident, though, southbound on the Jersey Turnpike approaching Exit 7, which is Route 206. That continues. That would be in the local lanes. Other than that, though, really not a lot for you out there to worry about. Mass Transit's good, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations are in effect. This report of service of R&L Carriers. R&L Carriers is hiring in Kearney, New Jersey, $31.99 an hour, and a $3,000 sign-on bonus for CDL drivers. Plus, they're hiring forklift drivers, clerical, and dispatch. Open house June 4th and 5th, 8 to 6 at 50 Harrison Avenue, or call 866-200-1600. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. We are going to have Frank's business report coming up, and we're talking about the not just the economic outlook for the United States, but the global economic outlook. Just a moment, though. A Florida promoter had a clever idea to keep concert goers safe. Paul Williams decided he's going to charge vaccinated people $18 a ticket to see punk rockers Teenage Bottle Rocket. They're actually a pretty big band. But if you're not vaccinated, Mr. Williams says you're going to have to fork over a little bit more. Make that a lot more, as in more than $900 more. Tickets for the non-vaxxed will run you exactly $999.99 to see these punk rockers Teenage Bottle Rocket. And so far, I can't believe it, there have not been any takers on the non-vaccinated side. During an interview on CNN over the weekend, one band member said the group initially thought Williams was kidding, but now they're down with the plan.
He's doing his best to keep the audience and the band safe, the staff of the venue safe, and we go along with this idea.
The St. Petersburg show may not be able to go on. However, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed legislation banning both public and private entities from requiring proof of vaccination, which is also going to be a big problem for the cruise ship industry down there because they're requiring people to be vaccinated. Mm. It's kind of a mess. Anyway, Frank, what's happening in biz?
Well, Wall Street is back in action today after being closed yesterday in observance of Memorial Day. Stocks closed out last week in the green, with the Dow Jones finishing 64 points up Friday. The S&P 500 added 3 points on Friday, and the NASDAQ gained 12 points. For the week, the Dow and S&P advanced about 1%. The NASDAQ rose 2% to post its best weekly performance since early April. Now, the outlook for the world's economy is getting better as the vaccine rollout continues. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development raised its global growth forecast to 5.8% this year and nearly 4.5% next year. The Paris-based group said the combination of renewed business activity and massive U.S. stimulus program have helped the global economy return to pre-pandemic levels. However, the OECD cautioned that risks remain in the recovery, and the world has not yet achieved the growth rate expected before the global health crisis. That's what's happening in the world of business, Juliet.
Well, that is fantastic. Actually, coming up in the next half hour, a once-beloved American action hero star is now the poster boy for the Russians. I'm going to tell you about that. And also in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40, my tips for booking the best Airbnb for you. I think these are really good tips because I'm somebody who's obsessed with Airbnb. So we'll talk about that. But let's go on with some headlines now. A somewhat shocking scene in Dallas over the weekend. Former President Donald Trump's former advisor seemingly calling for a military coup on the lines of the one happening in Myanmar, but right here in the United States. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn was appearing at a QAnon conference when he suggested he'd back the group's desire for a coup to bring Trump back to the White House. Myanmar's military-led coup this past February led to the overturning of the country's democratically elected government. The comments quickly ignited a firestorm, with critics calling for him to be court-martialed. I think we have the audio for that. It's a little bit difficult to hear, but go ahead and listen.
I want to know why what happened in Myanmar can't happen here. No reason. I mean, it should happen here. No reason. But that's right.
So obviously that has caused quite a bit of consternation.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. You know what, though? When I read the headline, again, this is the first time I'm hearing the audio, but when I had read the headline, it seemed so much worse than what it is. Like, when I read the headline, my reading was, oh, Michael Flynn said, we should have a coup just like Myanmar. But it's sort of, you know, they said, oh, should we have a coup just like Myanmar? And they didn't use the word coup. I mean, I guess the best thing you could say about General Flynn's answer to that is maybe he was unaware of the full scope of what happened in Myanmar.
That is disturbing in and of itself,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was the National Security Advisor.
Well, and you have to look at it in context of who he was talking to.
Yes,
he was talking
true.
To QAnon people, many of whom stormed the Capitol and tried to overthrow the government. So
yep.
There's that little
That's a tough one to
caveat.
Defend. Tough one to defend.
Yes.
An asteroid as tall as a skyscraper is set to pass by Earth later this morning.
Oh, how nice.
Even though it'll be 4.5 million miles away, NASA warns it could be hazardous. The asteroid stretches about 620 feet, which is more than twice the size of New York's Statue of Liberty. And it's not the only one getting close. NASA is tracking four other smaller asteroids expected to zip by this weekend. None of those are said to pose a threat.
An update to a story we brought you yesterday. Christian diet guru and author Gwen Shamblin Lara and her husband Joe were among the seven people killed when their private plane crashed just outside of Nashville on Saturday shortly after takeoff. Authorities say the jet was bound for that MAGA rally that was set to take place near Palm Beach on Sunday. A Trump supporter who was scheduled to speak at the rally says one of the event's sponsors was on board when it crashed. It's not clear who they were referring to, but FEC records show Shamblin last year donated at least $3,000 to the Trump Make America Great Again Committee, as well as the Trump campaign.
Police are letting an Alabama couple off the hook for not wearing life jackets during a marriage proposal on Lake Tuscaloosa. Tyler Cunningham had just gotten down on one knee in his boat to propose to his girlfriend when officers pulled beside them in a patrol boat. The couple was detained and asked to show their licenses and registration. The officers then let them off with no tickets.
Wait, they were pulled over for what?
No life jacket on their boat. On their boat.
I thought for some reason I thought you said no masks.
Oh,
I was
no.
Like, wait
Don't
a
give
minute.
Them any ideas, Juliet.
Oh, I know.
Don't give them any ideas.
I know. All right, I'm all for risky investigative journalism. But this one takes it to a whole new level. Now, I wanted to play the audio for you, and maybe if it was the overnight show, we could have. But not in the morning.
Really?
Not in the morning, no. A Danish, believe me, I'm going to post the link on my Twitter account at Juliet.
We'll play this tomorrow morning or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night,
slash
yeah.
Morning.
It is. It's quite graphic. A Danish journalist was doing a story at a sex club called Swingland near Copenhagen earlier this year. The segment aired in March, and it has since gone viral. And you can see and hear why. Louise Fisher was interviewing a male club member when she decided the story could best be told by getting into the act herself, which she did. She did. And you could hear it all. The 26-year-old says the response to her very in-depth, literally reporting, has been mostly positive. People thinking that she's brave and cool, including her own parents. But others say she crossed the line of good journalism.
Governor.
Now, oh!
Governor Andrew Cuomo is celebrating the new coronavirus numbers that show New York hit a COVID low yesterday with just 0.67% of tests coming back positive. The 7-day average is the lowest since the pandemic began. In New York City, the 7-day average is 0.55%. Cuomo says the New York numbers show that COVID vaccinations work. He's urging New Yorkers who have not rolled up their sleeve yet for the shot to do so as soon as possible.
There is one less neo-Nazi on the streets. Coleman Blevin was arrested over the weekend near San Antonio, Texas. Investigators somehow intercepted a message indicating that the 28-year-old was planning on carrying out a mass shooting at a Walmart. Investigators say he was affiliated with extremists and felt he was more than capable and ready to execute the plan, so they moved in. At a search of his home, they found Nazi paraphernalia, including flags with swastikas and books, along with guns, ammo, and other radical ideological items. He seems charming.
527. Speaking of charming, here's a gentleman who genuinely is the one and only Joe Nolan, who's also responsible for traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. Again, we've got ourselves a pretty decent day, or at least a pretty decent start to things. Southbound Jersey Turnpike Interchange 7, which is down by 206. There's an accident that's on the inner roadway as you head south. Outbound on the Grand Central, right by the BQE. And there's a stalled vehicle there as well. That also in the process of being cleared. In fact, it should be gone. Earlier delays on the A trains have cleared. And alternate side again today is in effect. This report, a service of Knapp Auto Parts, whether it's offering curbside or next day delivery for online orders on over 160,000 parts, are getting involved in their local communities. When it comes to serving you, Napa's motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Yep. And coming up in your Jet Set, Juliet, excuse me, travel update at 5:40. All right. A gorgeous pied-a-terre in Paris for $100 a night.
Ooh.
Or, and I'm serious, $100 a night for this gorgeous thing. That's total, you know, with cleaning fees and everything. Or a studio hotel room, you know, meaning just like a regular hotel room nearby for $300 a night. Which would you choose? I'm going to talk about that and how to know which Airbnb property to book, plus Tuesday's top three travel hacks. All of that coming up after your headlines in 77 seconds.
From around the world to around the block, this is your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk on WABC.
President Biden honors the fallen. I'm Juliet Huddy with your 7 headlines in 77 seconds. Of course, he was at Arlington's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier on Monday. He used the moment to call for Americans to see the nation is in a struggle for its soul. And after being savaged for tweeting for everyone to have a good holiday weekend, Kamala Harris honored the war dead as well alongside the president. It was an appearance that had been scheduled. And a Christian diet guru, her husband, several others killed in a private plane crash over the weekend. They were all reportedly heading to that Florida MAGA rally. Former top Trump advisor, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, seemingly pushing for a Myanmar-style military coup to bring Trump back to the White House during that same event. Back here at home, another vicious subway attack. Cops looking for two guys wearing flashy footwear. And an Italian judge puts the blame on that horrific cable car crash on a technician who disabled an emergency brake, sending the car hurtling backwards and ultimately crashing to the ground, killing 14 people on board. And finally, he was a huge star in the 80s. Steven Seagal, now a huge star for Russia. That is your 77-second news update from the RSCSolutions.com news desk, where Mark Arzamanian will put you to work. I'm Juliet Huddy. The early news is next.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 77 WABC Early News. I'm Juliet Huddy. Frank Morano is with me. By the way, it's 5:30.
I must say, Juliet, yes? Having done this show without you on Friday, it is so much better to have you as part of the show.
Oh,
I
completely agree. It's better to have you. I mean, yesterday it was fine. You know, it's just it's a lot of me. And I'd rather have a little bit more of you, a lot more of you.
Likewise.
As a matter of fact. By the way, on this day, June 1st, 1980, the world's first 24-hour television network makes its debut, its premiere, from its headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia.
Roll tape, take three. Ready, 13, full. Ready, camera three, one center up.
Good evening, I'm David Walker.
And I'm Lois Hart. Now here's the news. President Carter has arrived in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for a brief visit with civil rights leader Vernon Jordan. Jordan is in serious but stable condition now at Parkview Hospital. He is recuperating from the gunshot wound suffered early Thursday morning.
I vaguely remember, I didn't watch this particular sign-on, but I vaguely remember the first day because my dad was really into it. But Dave Walker and Lois Hart made their debut, as you heard, as the first anchors. Significant for many reasons, not the least of which is the fact that they are married.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they were a married couple. Yes, husband
and wife. So the first anchors on CNN were a
married couple.
That is wild.
Isn't that
interesting?
I had no idea either.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Also, by the way, coming up in my Jet Set Juliet travel update, the things you need to keep an eye out for when booking your Airbnb vacation. Mm. I've got some insider tips.
A new lawsuit, speaking of Atlanta, targets Major League Baseball's move of the All-Star Game out of Atlanta. The Job Creators Network is seeking $100 million from the league and its commissioner if the game isn't moved back to Truist Park. The annual event was moved to Denver earlier this spring when Georgia passed its new voting law. The suit claims that a number of minority-owned businesses were harmed by that decision.
Frank, it wasn't quite cold enough to snow, but given we hit the unofficial start of summer yesterday, lots of people are thinking about the cold weather. Summer fun on the slopes could be the start of a new holiday tradition, perhaps. WABC's Bob Brown explains.
The big Snow American Dream Entertainment Complex in North Jersey deciding to throw a beach party with guests spending Memorial Day on the slopes. With most of the Memorial Day weekend a washout, many people said, why not? And showed up putting blankets and chairs in the snow as the music played. There was also lots of games and prizes. And although you didn't need a ski mask, standard face masks were required and capacity was limited to 50% due to COVID regulations. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Well, that sounds fun.
I think so.
Now, do they play good music? What kind of music do they play?
You got me. You got me.
Maybe we should call Bob Brown.
Well, Bob Brown is a man with his finger on the pulse of what's happening.
He is.
That's for sure.
Every day.
Here's what's happening around the country and around the galaxy, perhaps.
Are you not ready?
No, I was looking for a good segue, but I didn't have one written. Call them UFOs or unexplained aerial phenomena. Whatever they are, the government is preparing to release an unclassified report on the existence of flying objects that seemingly can't be explained. The Pentagon, along with other federal agencies, will deliver the report on what they know to Congress tomorrow. The action was mandated by a funding bill signed into law by then-President Trump back in December. The report is expected to detail numerous sightings compiled by Navy pilots and covered extensively by the New York Times in 2017. While the report is highly anticipated, no one so far has suggested it will point to the existence of aliens.
Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will. Former hard-to-kill star Steven Seagal, he's had a reputation of late as an eccentric. It's, you know, for years now, really, and it certainly hurt his acting career. But that hasn't stopped him from doubling down and tripling down in a most curious way. The former action superstar is now the face of a political party in Russia. A Just Russia Patriots for Truth was formed earlier this year by the merging of three smaller pro-Putin parties. Seagal has made no secret of his admiration for the Russian boss, who shares his love for martial arts. The two apparently so thick as thieves that Seagal was granted Russian citizenship a few years back. 2 years later, in 2018, he was appointed special rep for Russian-U.S. humanitarian ties.
Wow.
This guy is just, what a kook. I was at a party with him.
Oh, really?
Years ago. It was probably 1995. Some big Beverly Hills party that I just happened to get invited to through friends. And it was, he comes out, he sort of makes this grand entrance on the back terrace of this huge Beverly Hills mansion, coming out in his long gown robe thing. Oh, he was so pretentious.
Well, I'll tell you this. So I, you know, there was a phase of his life. I've never met him, but there was a phase in his life where he was very into hanging around with gangsters.
Yeah.
So I knew, I know many of the people that he would try to be around, and he didn't have the best reputation with them. But then he testified at the trial of Peter Gotti. Mm. And according to the judge, Judge Block, who's still on the bench in the Eastern District, while Seagal was testifying, he was cold and he asked for a blanket to be brought in while he was testifying. That's a true story.
What a kook.
537.
Speaking of kooks.
A man that never needs a blanket to deliver the traffic. Joe Nolan. Hello, Joe.
It is cold in here, though, today in my little
hovel
here.
It's a little cold here as well.
Well, on the outbound side of the Grand Central Parkway, right by the BQE, there's a stall. At least there was one. It looks like that may be cleared by now, so that's good. On the Jersey Turnpike, though, southbound, getting down to 206, which is exit 7, there is an accident. Apparently, that's on the inner roadway, so that's slowing everybody down. Also, west 123rd, rather, between 3rd and Lex, that is shut down police activity. Mass transit's good. Alternate side is in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7, Stock Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you very much, Joe. SpaceX. That is what Frank is going to be talking about in his business report and in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40. It is the most important thing you can do before booking an Airbnb. I'll tell you what it is at 5:40, plus Tuesday's top three travel hacks.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, the stock market was closed yesterday in observance of Memorial Day. Wall Street back in action today. Last week, stocks closed out the week in the green. The Dow Jones finishing up 64, the NASDAQ up 12, and the S&P 500 was up 42. The NASDAQ rose 2% last week to post its best weekly performance since early April. For the week, the Dow and the S&P advanced about 1%. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says the construction is underway on an offshore spaceport with launches set to begin next year. The company bought two oil rigs off the coast of Texas in June of 2020, and one of them, Delmos, should be operational by 2022. The floating spaceport is expected to serve as the launch pad and landing platform for the SpaceX Starship, which Musk plans to use to get to Mars, Juliet.
Fascinating. It is time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. It's Tuesday, time for three of my top travel hacks. Number one, before you fly, make the trip to the pharmacy. Just do it and buy those travel size products instead of carrying your regular sized items. I'm telling you, it's worth it. If you're staying at a hotel or Airbnb, skip the shampoo and the conditioner and body lotion because those typically come with the room or the property. And instead, invest in a mini hairspray and deodorant. Those things are important. Use empty travel size bottles for your foundation, ladies, because there's nothing worse than having to toss your $50 Yves Saint Laurent Perfect Shade in the trash at security, which I had to do twice now.
Ugh.
I know. Use contact lens cases, number two, or day of the week vitamin containers for small earrings and rings. They will be less attractive to thieves and less likely to get lost. And number three, consider an alternative destination to use as a jumping off point. For instance, if you're planning on traveling to Italy, but flying to Rome is looking a little bit pricey, just check out the flights to Milan or Naples, because in most European countries, getting from major city to major city is pretty easy via train, and it could save you a bunch. And if you missed my Jet Set Julia travel update yesterday, you can catch it on our website, WABCradio.com, or on my Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV. But in essence, I explained why I'm a fan of Airbnb and why you should think about it the next time you travel. So today I'm going to give you some info and tips to help you have the best Airbnb experience you can. Number one, Airbnb has more than 6 million listings worldwide, and those numbers continue to skyrocket as owners realize they can make a pretty penny on their unused or underused properties. And it's not just flats. We're talking castles, glamping sites, even tree houses. My friend is staying in a teepee next month. The company does a great job of breaking these down for you on their website, so make sure you check that out. Also, Airbnbs are often cheaper than booking a hotel room. I mean, pretty much all the time. A two-bedroom flat in the heart of Montmartre in Paris is going for $95 a night right now. This is two-bedroom, and it is really nice. You should see how gorgeous this place is. I posted it on Twitter. Meantime, a studio hotel room nearby starts in the low hundreds. This is like a studio hotel room, like as in nothing else but the bed and a dresser. When you're booking, make sure the location is safe. There are two quick ways of doing this. Number one, simply Google, is it safe in Montmartre section of Paris? And number two, read the guest reviews. This is so huge. The second tip is a big one. You're often going to find little nuggets of information that the owner left out of the detailed description of the property in these posts written by people who have stayed at the property. For instance, had I not done a deep dive into the reviews of the place where we're staying in Rome, I wouldn't have known that it doesn't have an elevator, so we are going to have to drag our big suitcases up and down five flights. And every time we leave, we have to trudge back up those same five flights when we return. So we're okay with that because we're going to be eating a lot on vacation, so we're going to need the exercise. But obviously, others may not be. And speaking of those owner descriptions, most of them do a great job of telling you what to expect from their property. And sometimes they even give a brief history of the place, which is really cool for history buffs like me. But two things to keep in mind. Number one, they spent a long time writing these detailed descriptions. So read them Don't pepper the host with question after question. If you're staying internationally, you're going to need to remember you're in their house, not the other way around. They may not speak English well, and it may be difficult and time-consuming for them if you bother them with every little thing. Again, the guest reviews will answer most of your questions. Number two, you don't get the exact address of your property until you've booked the place. They give you the general area. So at that point, you'll get a confirmation email with all the pertinent information, including where it is and directions on how to get there. For me, that is the start of the fun. I love Googling the address to see if anything of note comes up on the place or even the neighborhood. And that leads to the next tip. Once you have the address, download Google Earth. Input the address into the search bar and watch as the site gives you a 3D and 2D look at the neighborhood as it looks in real life. You can see the building that you're going to be staying in, the street that it's on, the restaurants, and the shops nearby, and just get a general idea of what's close to you. This is an awesome way to prepare yourself for your trip. Once I see what's nearby, I'll look up the restaurants, I'll see the reviews, and even make reservation if something stands out. And the other thing is you're going to have a roadmap ahead of time to help you with things like groceries and sundry items, as well as pharmacies, clinics, hospitals, and of course, famous landmarks. I've got several more tips and I'm going to record them right after the show and post them on my Twitter and Instagram. So make sure you follow me at Juliette Huddy TV.
Excellent. At Juliette Huddy TV. And at 5:45, it is time for sports with Christian Arnold. What's happening, Christian?
Well, the lead story, Frank, this morning is the Islanders' overtime victory in Game 2 against the Boston Bruins. Casey Zizekas scoring on a breakaway in overtime to lead the Islanders to a 4-3 win and tying the series of the best of seven at one game apiece. This is Casey Zizekas, who scored his first playoff goal since 2015, talking about it after the game.
You know, I knew that D-man was going to be tracking me hard. Just, you know, skate as fast as I can and get a shot off, and, you know, I was able to beat him.
Ironically enough, the then head coach of the Washington Capitals, who he scored against in 2015, now the head coach of the New York Islanders, Barry Trotz. Game 3 is Thursday at the Nassau Coliseum. Expected crowd, 12,000 fans, nearly a full building. The Nets, they look to close out their series with the Celtics tonight at the Barclays Center. They lead 3-1 in that best-of-seven series. They won Game 4, 141-126 on Sunday in Boston. And the Knicks, they'll be back at the Garden tomorrow. They're trying to hold off the Hawks. New York currently trails the series 3-1 after losing both games in Atlanta. Emmanuel Quickley, though, he says he likes being the underdog.
I know individually and as a team, I know, like I said, individually, I love when people count me out. I feel like, you know, that's kind of how my whole life in basketball has been, when people say you can't do something or you're not good enough.
Game 6 would be back in Atlanta on Friday if the Knicks can win. In the Bronx, the Yankees, they fell to the Rays 3-1 at the stadium. In the Mets, they came away with a 6-2 win out in Phoenix against the Diamondbacks. They are now 3.5 games up in first place, ahead of the Atlanta Braves. With sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News, I'm Christian Arnold.
That was great, Exgen.
Oh, thank you, Juliet.
Fabulous. And speaking of great, our guy Joe Nolan is just an awesome dude, and we love him. Hi, Joe.
Thank you, Juliet. I appreciate that. New England Thruway southbound, bumper to bumper, 287 down to exit 19, Playland Parkway. An accident in the right lane. Get over to the left as you come up to that. Jersey Turnpike southbound, approaching Interchange 7, right by Route 206, apparently. There is a collision there as well. That's on the inner roadway. That also in the process of being cleared. Now, if you're heading out onto the rails, we're good. No issues whatsoever. Jersey Transit, Long Island Railroad, Metro North, all the subway lines, everybody good. And alternate side of the street, parking rules regulations again today are going to be in effect. The support a service of NHTSA. There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. Law enforcement are writing tickets to take, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. A message brought to you by NHTSA. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joseph, thank you.
You're welcome.
Coming up after this quick break, we're going to have there's a new study. It's a staggering poll, a staggering revelation from this poll on sending troops into battle to fight the Nazis. Wait till you hear the responses and also your weather coming up.
All All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. From your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, today we're going to have some cloudy skies, a high of 78 degrees, and it seems like I don't see any sun popping out there, unfortunately. Tomorrow, Wednesday, we will continue to have the clouds stick around, 75 degrees for a high. On Thursday, it's looking like we'll have some scattered thunderstorms throughout the area. Storms may contain some strong gusty winds, so keep an eye on that, a high of around 72 degrees. And on Friday, unfortunately, we'll have some rain showers early with overcast skies later on in the day, a high of 78 degrees. Currently, right now in Manhattan, it is 57 degrees, Frank.
Gun violence claimed a number of lives in Chicago over Memorial Day weekend. The Sun-Times reporting three people were killed and at least 29 others were wounded in shootings across the city over the holiday weekend. Still, as of yesterday, Chicago was on track to have its least violent Memorial Day weekend since 2013. Last year, 10 people were killed and nearly 40 more wounded in shootings. The police department canceled days off and put officers on 12-hour shifts in preparation for the historically violent weekend.
I figured you would be really interested in this next story, Frank. More than 75 years after the end of World War II, a staggering revelation, I think it's staggering at least, a new Economist YouGov poll suggests a large swath of Americans think the decision to send U.S. troops into battle to fight the Nazis was a mistake. The poll was timed to coincide with Memorial Day, and it asked people for their opinions on decisions to send troops into various wars. Some 14% said they believe sending our boys to fight the Nazis was a mistake. 18%.
Which percent? 14?
14%. 18% said they weren't sure. On the positive side, 68% gave the move support more than any other war. Responses also depended on the age, gender, and race of the person being asked. 60% of people aged 18 to 69 said it wasn't a mistake to send troops, but only 49% between the ages of 30 to 44 agreed. Republicans were more supportive than Democrats. Only 62% of women said it was the right choice versus 74% of men.
So men wanted to fight the Nazis and Republicans wanted to fight the Nazis. You were less likely if you were a Democrat and a woman.
That's
from what the poll is.
Yes, apparently.
I'm always skeptical.
It seems a little weird.
How much to read into these polls? Because so much depends on how the question is phrased. And
yes, exactly. And the numbers, I mean, of course, the headline is, you know, a massive amount of Americans think that we should, you know, and it was like, well, wait a second.
Yeah,
I mean, 14% is
not a lot. I actually would have expected it'd be a little higher.
Well, then you have the 18% saying that they're not sure. So that's a fairly significant amount, I guess you could say.
Operation of a robotic arm on the International Space Station won't be affected after it took a hit from a piece of space junk. The Canadian Space Agency says it noticed a small hole in its mechanical arm used to keep the station properly maintained. It's unknown what hit the arm, but officials are calling it a lucky strike since it's only 14 inches in diameter.
An update now on that horrific cable car accident near the northern Italian border last week. Three suspects were let out of jail on Sunday after the judge decided the blame fell on just one of them, a service technician who intentionally disabled the car's emergency brake because it kept locking spontaneously. Oof. The man is now under house arrest as the investigation continues. 14 people died in that crash, and we're finding out a little bit more about it. It happened when the lead cable of the Motorone funicular snapped, sending the car careening backwards. It hit a pylon, which then sent it crashing to the ground, rolling down the mountain then. Oh, the only survivor is a five-year-old. He's still in the hospital. His aunt is looking after him. Mm. This is so, oh, God. His parents, little brother, and great-grandparents were all killed.
Ugh, terrible.
Oh, man.
Jay-Z is revealing he learned to swim because of his daughter, Blue Ivy. During an appearance on The Shop Uninterrupted, the hip-hop mogul said he decided to learn how to swim after his daughter was born. He said he couldn't handle not being able to rescue her if she ever fell into the water. Blue Ivy, who's now 9 years old, is the oldest of Jay-Z and Beyoncé's children. They're also parents to daughter Rumi and son Sir, who will turn 4 in June.
The horrifying story out of the south of the border. Mexican drug cartel killers are accusing an elite state police force of treating their gang members unfairly. Okay, this is these are drug dealers. Their gang members are being treated unfairly by this elite state police force. Jalisco cartel thugs are kidnapping and torturing members of this force for names of their fellow officers so that the gang members can hunt those fellow officers down and kill them on their days off at their homes in front of their families. The drama has been unfolding in the central Mexican state of Guanajuato. According to an area news outlet, at least seven officers have been murdered on their days off this year alone. The Associated Press says the offensive against the top-level force known as Tactical Group poses the most direct challenge to President López Obrador's so-called hugs, not bullets policy, which focuses on addressing the root causes of crime through government welfare and social programs. Somehow that strikes me as something that was not a good idea.
I would tend to agree. Police have identified the man accused of using dogs to lure girls on their way to school in Brooklyn. Cops say 25-year-old Brandon Rodriguez is behind the incidents, which first happened last Monday near Osborne Street and Pitkin Avenue when he asked a 13-year-old girl to help him take pictures of his dog. He claimed to have forgotten his camera and lured the victim into a nearby building where he touched her inappropriately. He allegedly tried two more times the next day but was unsuccessful. The suspect is described as Hispanic with braids in his hair and possibly has two dogs.
Ugh, disgusting. Well, and brighter news, it's being billed as a new category of aircraft. You can say that again. Hybrid Air Vehicles, that's the company, has released mock concepts for its new aircraft. It's called Airlander 10. And if it moves forward, and it looks like it is going to be a spacious, greener alternative to regular passenger airliners for short-haul city connections. And did I mention it is stunning? I posted some pictures on my Twitter, at Juliet Huddy TV. It's kind of a mix of a blimp and an airplane. It features plush seats, some with clever angles, allowing passengers to look out of floor-to-ceiling panoramic windows. The UK-based company says the helium-filled hull and aerodynamic design will help provide the lift, and its engines will therefore use less fuel. Officials also say a journey from, like, Seattle to Vancouver would contribute a tenth of the CO2 per passenger than a regular narrow-body jet. They're aiming for a first flight sometime around 2023. Experts say the pandemic caused the public to think about flying in a different way, prioritizing comfort and personal space and the environment over speed. Hear, hear. Absolutely. I am totally down with that.
Same here.
Give me a cushy first class seat and I'll fly as long as you want me to fly.
That's true. I feel that way about bus rides too. If I'm on the bus, you know, I don't mind sleeping as long as
train ride. Give me a nice puffy seat. Oh yeah.
5:57. A man who will tell you exactly how long you'll have to await to get to your destination this morning, whether it's comfortable or not, is Joe Nolan, who's got traffic and transit on the sevens. How's it going, Joe?
All right, we got problems on the New England Thruway now, southbound bumper to bumper from 287. All the way down to exit 19, which is Playland Parkway. An accident. The right lane is out. Jersey Turnpike on the southbound side approaching Interchange 7, which is Route 206. There's a collision there. Eastbound on the Cross Bronx by the Deegan disabled truck. That's off on the right shoulder. And on the Clearview northbound now up at Northern Boulevard, there is an accident there. Mass Transit looks good. Alternate side is in effect. And this report is a service of Knapp Auto Parts. Whether it's offering curbside or next day delivery for online orders on over 160,000 parts or getting involved in their local communities, when it comes to serving you, Napa's Noter never stops. That's Napa know-how. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Employees across America are getting back to work, but it appears some of them are only going to show up to quit. Experts say the uncertainty of the pandemic caused folks who were thinking about leaving their jobs to stay put. In fact, the Bureau of Labor Statistics data shows there were close to 6 million fewer resignations in 2020 compared to 2019. And I actually think they're onto something here. The resignation rate in March was 2.4%. That is the highest quit rate recorded for that month in 20 years. Interesting.
Well, New York City is once again the city that never sleeps. This comes after New York State lifted its curfew for bars and restaurants, which was originally put in place to curb the spread of COVID. That means they could keep serving food indoors or outdoors at all hours of the night. Restaurant owners are hoping that the new extended hours will increase revenue lost amidst the coronavirus pandemic.
Interesting. Well, this has been a big story over the weekend, this Naomi Osaka tennis player story. And now that I'm hearing a little bit more about sort of the context, I'm starting to feel like a different feeling than I had initially. So we'll talk about that coming up at the top of the hour after the headlines.
Wonderful. Well, a whole bunch more news coming your way. Christian Arnold has sports. I've got business. We'll also tell you what you can expect on the Bernie and Sid show today. You are listening to the WABC Early News with Juliette Huddy and me, Frank Moreno. A whole lot more news coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliette Huddy and Frank Morano.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the 77 WABC Early News.
No way.
Did you hear me say that you're weird? Did that go out on the air? I'm sorry. Well, you are
weird. I heard it privately.
Yeah, you're a weird
now,
dude.
Now everybody knows.
Well, I mean, I think they already did know.
That's true.
You know? They know that I'm weird, too.
Yes.
I just listened to you. I know you. That's how I found out. I'm stressing out today. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Why are
you stressing out? There's a lot of stuff. A lot of heaviness on me right now.
Are you being sincere or are you
doing shtick? Totally sincere.
Why is there heaviness on me?
Oh, we'll talk later.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my. I hope everything's okay.
Oh, everything's. Well, I hope so, too.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, now you have me concerned.
Well.
Well, and I will tell you about the search that is on for a teenage girl from Millstone, New Jersey, who's been missing for more than a week. New Jersey State Police say 13-year-old Natalie Perez was last seen in North Philadelphia in the area of Logan Square on May 22nd. The most recent surveillance video released shows Natalie wearing an orange shirt, black pants, blue denim jacket, and a pair of black sneakers. Authorities are asking anyone with information to call New Jersey's Missing Persons Unit.
Christian, get that soundbite ready, if you wouldn't mind, from Bob Brown's story about this yet another attack in the subway. It's just an absolute disaster on these subways, and it doesn't seem to be getting better, actually. Bob Brown is going to be talking about one attack. There was actually another one that happened shortly after the attack that he's going to tell you about, where two guys who were wearing very fancy sneakers or shoes, footwear, flashy footwear, I mean, enough that they could be recognized, they were caught beating the heck out of some guy just because he was existing, I guess, apparently, in the subway. Meantime, Bob Brown has more on another attack.
A man is recovering after being stabbed inside a Harlem subway station Monday morning. Police say the 51-year-old man was stabbed just after 6 a.m. at the 125th Street station. They say the suspect first harassed the victim and then picked up a knife and stabbed the victim in the back. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
Thank you very much, Bob. And we have lots of other stories to get to, including, wow, it was a crazy weekend for travel, starting with the airports. LaGuardia, JFK, Miami International were really, really busy. Every single flight was overbooked, at least from the ones that I heard. Nearly 2 million people were screened at airports across the country. Definitely one of the busiest days. I think it was the second busiest day since the pandemic began.
Wow.
It was like a 500% increase or something like that. Meantime, experts say just around 40 million people hit the roads. So if you were one of them, I'm sure you were really enjoying yourself sitting in traffic.
Well, Sue, that is what prevented me from going to because I wasn't able to leave here until 3 o'clock on Friday because I was filling in for Greg Kelly. And I had intended to go to the Crab's Claw in Lavalette, New Jersey for Joe's thing. I didn't go because it was saying it was going to be 2 hours and 45 minutes. In traffic, and I was a little concerned about falling asleep while driving on the way there. So I didn't end up going, but a lot of people were undeterred from these lengthy travel.
Well, when I flew back on Sunday, I got in around 3 o'clock to JFK, and it was a bumper to bumper for a while trying to get home to Huntington.
Friday was even worse because of the rain. I mean, thankfully, that's something that people are not going to have to contend with this morning, are they, Joe?
Not at all. Thursday was a mess, too, heading south on the Garden State Parkway. Mm. I heard a lot of people complaining about it. So here we go. New England Thruway southbound, bumper to bumper, 287 down to exit 19. Playland Parkway, an accident, two lanes out of service at that point. Eastbound on the crossbox coming into the Deegan, a disabled truck. That's off on the right shoulder. Clearview northbound at Northern Boulevard, there's an accident. Now the Triborough Bridge coming inbound, coming off of the Grand Central Parkway. We have bumper to bumper traffic. That collision continues. And then northbound on the Garden State Parkway, this is a new one at exit 145. Accident with injuries and alternate side is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Speaking of that weather, today we're going to have cloudy skies from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. It is going to stay cloudy throughout the day. I don't see really much sun peeking out, if any. Wednesday, we're looking at a continuation of today. Cloudy skies, highs around 75 degrees. Thursday, we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of these storms could contain gusty winds, so keep an eye on that. Friday, rain showers early with overcast skies later on in the day, a high of 78 years old. When is this going to end? And Saturday, we go up to 85 degrees with partly sunny skies. So I guess the weekend is going to be pretty toasty.
It would appear that way.
Yeah, 57 in Manhattan.
A Bay Area man says he's trying to break a Guinness World Record. Starting today, Cyril Deramo says he's going to take on a solo 2,400-mile kayaking journey from Sausalito, California, to Honolulu, where he will visit Sid Rosenberg. A group of his supporters paddled out with him in celebration. Deramo plans to kayak for 60 to 70 days and will try to beat a record of 64 days. His 22-foot custom-built kayak has room for sleeping and shelter. His goal is to move 40 to 60 miles a day. His meals include energy bars and freeze-dried food. In case something happens, he packed an emergency locator beacon.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, if there's a storm, what happens? Like, there's no boat following him to save him?
He's got the emergency locator beacon. But
yeah, but I mean, you're not going to go out there if there's a storm a brewing. I don't know, these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're very brave. Not me. A grim discovery north of the border. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau ordered flags to fly half-staff across the country. The move comes after 215 children's bodies were found at a Catholic-run Indian residential school. More than 150,000 First Nations children were sent to state-funded Christian schools, starting from way back in the 1800s and all the way into the 1970s, really. It was a program aimed at assimilating them into Canadian society. The kids were forced to convert to Christianity and barred from speaking their native languages. Officials say many were beaten and abused, and it's believed 6,000 died while under the care of the school.
Ooh, that is
hideous.
Wild. Well, a Wisconsin teenager is lucky to be forgiven after breaking into an Airbnb where three sheriff's deputies were staying. Deputies from Montana posted their experience on TikTok, saying they came back to their Airbnb in Milwaukee over the weekend to find a 19-year-old asleep in the house. The Montana deputies were in Milwaukee for some emergency vehicle training. They say they forgave the uninvited teen, noting he was drunk and made a mistake.
Well, I'm not sure the tea in this next story is the same kind my colleague Frank here promotes on the show. But The Other Side of Midnight, that is the show. A new study shows drinking caffeinated tea and coffee when you're on fumes, like when you are completely exhausted. Yes, it will help you stay awake, but it is not going to stop you from messing up on the job. Researchers had sleep-deprived volunteers engage in a bunch of tasks. The caffeine helped them with attention, but not complex tasks, and they kept screwing up.
Yeah. Well, they say your if you're sleep deprived, it has a similar effect to being drunk in terms of
completely
inability to get things done.
Oh, totally. So, I don't understand. When I'm sleep deprived, I'm nauseous. I feel completely nauseous. I can't function well.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm nauseous, but I'm certainly quite moody.
Oh well. So. Aren't we all?
A 55-year-old woman is recovering after being sucker-punched outside a Chinatown restaurant Monday evening. The victim says she was attacked as she walked in front of an eatery on Bayard Street around 6:15. Police caught up with the attacker a few moments after the woman was punched. He was taken to Bellevue Hospital to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. The victim was taken to the hospital to treat an injury to her face.
This video is just incredibly
very
disturbing.
Chilling.
Yeah. Well, China has ended its two-child-only policy. The move comes after the country saw a massive population decline over the years, obviously. Couples will now be allowed to have three children. Chinese officials ended the controversial one-child policy back in 2016 because of concerns over an aging workforce and economic decline.
And at least 12 states are now setting a new milestone in the battle against COVID. California and Maryland are the latest to have 70% of adults with at least one vaccine dose. That's the goal President Biden set for the entire nation to achieve by the 4th of July. So we are well on our way.
A heartwarming story out of Georgia to tell you about. It's a real quick one. An anonymous donor has promised to pay college tuition for any black athlete from a local high school who makes straight A's. The donor was reportedly inspired after reading the lack of diversity in Centennial High School's athlete scholarship recipients, who are predominantly white, and he's trying to motivate some of these black youths.
Mm. Well, the investigators are saying they found the vehicle involved in a mass shooting in Miami over the weekend. The Nissan Pathfinder the gunman used was found submerged in a canal. The suspects, who killed two people and left 21 others injured, remain on the loose after carrying out what the City of Miami Commissioner Keon Hardiman called acts of domestic terrorism. Surveillance video from the scene shows three gunmen get out of the SUV and open fire at a group outside a banquet hall where a rapper was holding a release party.
You know that Marcus Lemonis guy from The Prophet?
I don't.
He's a reality star. I think he owns some camping company.
But I don't know
company.
Anybody. So I'm the,
no, you do know. You know a lot of people.
I'm not hip.
Well, he actually put out, he's from Miami, and he actually put up a $100,000 reward, and the ATF, well, they didn't match it, but they gave an extra $25,000, so I think it's up to $125,000.
Was this was where the shooting took place anywhere near where you were hanging out over the weekend?
No, no.
Well, no.
No, I mean, no, no. I mean, I thank God.
Can't really, outside of New York, I have no idea what space is. You know, like in Atlantic City, it's a city that's 48 blocks, right? So everything is near
right
everything
there.
Else. So Miami, I don't know if it's like that or if it's like Los Angeles where everything's miles away from one another.
Right. You know? No, this was pretty far away. But very quickly, we want to get to sports. But Christian, you probably heard about this. Tennis star Naomi Osaka shocked the sporting world, pulling out Monday from the French Open after winning her first match. She is getting slammed by critics, including some of tennis's icons, after refusing to do press. The 23-year-old posted on social media that she is shunning media to protect her mental health and not subject herself to people who doubt her. So the move was commented on by a lot of people, among others Billie Jean King, who said everyone deserves respect, but the press plays an important role in telling the tennis story. Not everyone was so diplomatic, though. The four Grand Slam tournaments are threatening to expel her if she keeps denying the media access. She announced she was bowing out Monday afternoon, and she says that she is dealing with a serious depression and anxiety. And I just have to say, I mean, is it really that big of a deal that she has to sit there and answer questions? I mean, can we just give the poor girls a break?
Right. You'd think so.
Good Lord.
All right. 6:15. We are giving a big break, at least in terms of the opportunities for superstardom, to our very own Christian Arnold, who's sitting in for Sid Rosenberg this morning.
Well, there is no bigger star on the station than Sid Rosenberg when he does sports. But I will try my best to fill the shoes. Casey Zekas leading the Islanders last night to a game 3-4-3 victory in overtime over the Boston Bruins. The Islanders tied their best of seven series at one game apiece with the Boston Bruins in the second round. This is how that game-winning goal sounded last night.
Carson Kuhlman looking for that one. Lozon caught. It's a breakaway. Casey Cizikas with the game on his stick.
That was Casey Zekas' first playoff goal since 2015 against the Washington Capitals. Game 3 is Thursday in Uniondale at the Nassau Coliseum. Playoff basketball tonight. The Nets, they'll look to close out their series with the Boston Celtics at the Barclays Center. They're holding a 3-1 lead in that series. And the Knicks, they'll be back at the Garden tomorrow as they look to take a hold of hold off the Hawks, I should say. They're down 3-1 against the Atlanta Hawks after losing both of those games down in Atlanta. Game 6, if necessary, would be back in Atlanta on Friday. The Yankees, they lost to the Rays at 3-1 at the Yankee Stadium. And the Mets, they beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 6-2 in Phoenix. One more basketball note. A fan has been banned for throwing a beer at the Knicks bench. This apparently occurred last week in that same game that Trae Young was apparently spit at as well. So that fan also banned from Madison Square Garden, according to the New York Post. With sports at 15:45 for the WABC Early News, I am Christian Arnold.
6:17, Joe Nolan has traffic and transit on the 7th.
Indeed, and it's getting busy out there now. We've got delays as you start to travel on the New England Thruway on the southbound side between 287 and the area of exit 19, which is Playland Parkway. An accident there, that's being cleared. We're also looking at delays as you travel on the crossbox eastbound coming into the Deegan. A disabled truck, that's off on the right shoulder. The Clearview northbound, bumper to bumper, coming up to Northern Boulevard, an accident there. Inbound Triborough Bridge, extra heavy right around the Grand Central Parkway through the Queens leg of the Triborough Bridge, and again, that with a collision. And then an accident with injuries on the Garden State Parkway northbound at 145. And alternate site again today is in effect. This report of service of Indeed.com. Not to be a backseat driver, but if you need to hire great people fast, you need Indeed. Sponsor a job and you'll immediately get a list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. For more, Indeed.com/credit. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
The head of TripAdvisor says it's going to be a busy travel season this summer, as you've been hearing from Juliet in her daily Jet Set travel reports. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, company president and CEO Stephen Koffer said half of Americans want to take a domestic trip and another roughly 25% want to travel abroad. He says people also want to take a longer vacation and spend more money on their trip. Koffer is calling on people to remember to enjoy themselves on vacation, but also to follow the guidelines set by travel industries. The global microchip shortage looks like it could keep affecting production well into 2022. A top executive with laptop maker Acer told Guardian Australia Monday that the company can only meet 50% of worldwide demand. The shortage was triggered by the pandemic when there was a run on the electronics coupled with drawbacks in production. It's affected everything from auto manufacturing to personal computing.
Don't get mad at me. Happy birthday to you, dear Frank. Happy birthday to you. It's belatedly. I'm not going to say when it was.
Thank you.
But it is your birthday, and I
well,
can't.
Well, it is
help
not
it.
My birthday today. Well, but it was
at some
once
point
my birthday
in the last week,
that's,
and so I just did not.
Very
I'm a giver. Okay. That was the weakest Sorry. Blowout I've ever seen. But look at that.
That's very thoughtful.
Little
Thank
Mets
you.
Colors and
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, I do like that. That's very kind.
Lauren Conlin said she refused to be part of
yes,
this.
Yes, I appreciate
the,
that.
The rest
because
of them
Lauren
refused
is
to be
a
part
good
of
friend,
this.
And so are Christian and Gabby. We, respecting my wishes.
I asked you the other day.
Yeah.
I asked you on Thursday, would you have a problem if I did a little something on air?
A little something is singing and giving a...
That's
a,
right. A, that's well, a little something.
That cake looks good,
birthday.
Though.
It does look good, actually. All right. So we'll all enjoy some.
Thank There's
you.
Nothing better than a delicious cake at 6 in the morning.
Yeah,
which,
right?
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like breakfast. It's all.
It is
like
breakfast.
A,
all right.
Like it's almost like it would be what is it? A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit,
yes.
Except it's
did,
not.
Did you make this?
Yes. No. Kidding me. What?
It's quite good.
It is quite good. Yeah. It's a little Oreo cookie cake.
Thank you.
And see, it says, Happy Birthday, Frank.
That's very kind.
With candles. I, don't,
Thank
I didn't
you.
Know how many to put, so I just put about seven.
Well, that's very kind.
You're welcome.
Anything else happening in the news, Julia?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Frank, that's why I was so stressed. My heart was, like, beating.
Oh, please.
No, because everybody's like, Lauren's like, I don't want to be a part of this.
Yeah, good. Look, Lauren respects my wishes.
I respect, you didn't tell me that you didn't, you said that I could do a little something. You literally said that to me.
I thought your little something was on Thursday when you left town saying, have a good birthday.
No. No, it wasn't. Anyway, so there is, there's some interesting information on new moms who are dealing with sleepless nights. Obviously, we know that all of you deal with sleepless nights. They are not fun. And according to new research, they are fast-tracking the aging process. I mean, like, what else do we have to deal with? Do moms have to deal with? But thinking about aging. The study, it's a new study, it suggests the toll that all those no sleep nights take on new moms is equal to 7 years of aging. But experts say being married or living with your partner helped keep the new moms a little bit younger, while the single moms with no help had it obviously a lot tougher. Yeah, because they're losing more sleep. I mean, this just goes with all of the other sleep studies that we talk about that say if you're not getting enough sleep, you're taking years off your life, essentially.
Yeah, now that is a danger. Today marks the beginning of the Atlantic hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration believes this will be another above average year for storms. 13 to 20 named storms are predicted, with 6 to 10 hurricanes.
Frank, there has been another fascinating discovery, this time near the biblical home of Goliath in Israel. An arrowhead made of bone, I believe it was some sort of domesticated cattle bone, was found near the ancient city of Gath. Experts say it may have been produced from a workshop about 1,000 feet from where it was discovered. Scientists say it was probably used in battle, given the point is broken and has a clear impact fracture. They're not sure exactly who may have used it, theorizing it could have been used to defend the city or perhaps by Aramean attackers around, or Aramean attackers around 830 BC. I was there. I don't recall who was using it, but I'm guessing it was probably the Aramean attackers. Anyway, the piece was found in a basket of pottery with pieces dating back to the Iron Age.
Well, speaking of Israel, Senator Lindsey Graham and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are exchanging compliments in Jerusalem. The pair met yesterday after Israel and Hamas militants engaged in 11 days of deadly violence before agreeing to a ceasefire earlier this month. Netanyahu said no one has done more for Israel than the South Carolina Republican. He also called Graham a tremendous friend and ally, while the senator referred to Israel as the eyes and ears of America. Meantime, it appears that some anti-Netanyahu members of the Knesset on both Netanyahu's right and his left may be poised to form a coalition to oust Israel's longest serving prime minister. We could see some news on that today.
We can also see some pictures. Thank you exclusively by the New York Post of the before and after dramatic $200 million renovation of the New York Public Library's biggest branch there on 40th Street and Fifth Avenue. It was upgraded with a, you know, had like the 1978 interior, and it's a nice, bright, modern space for browsing, according to these images. 400,000 books, floor-to-ceiling shelves, and an entire level for kids and teens. I have to say, I looked at the pictures and maybe it's just the pictures that the Post, but I'm not impressed.
Really? I haven't seen
it. It looks a little, I mean, maybe it's just a portion of it. It's so modern looking. There's just no historical aesthetic to it. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I'm going to take a look because I do like that building and it's got so much history there. So we'll see my evaluation. But I trust your judgment. You have a pretty good sense for this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the pictures, I mean, I posted them on my Twitter at Juliet Heidi TV.
Really?
They're really kind of cold looking. It almost looks like a high school library.
Well, I will take a look. All right. Well, the police are letting an Alabama couple off the hook for not wearing life jackets during a marriage proposal on Lake Tuscaloosa. Tyler Cunningham had just gotten down on one knee in his boat to propose to his girlfriend when officers pulled beside them in a patrol boat. The couple was detained and asked to show their licenses and registration. The officers then let them off with no tickets.
Well, they, and I'm pointing at you, Christian, are the younger generation, but that hasn't stopped millennials from feeling exhausted. New research shows people born between the years 1981 and 1996 are reporting higher rates of mental and physical exhaustion compared to the other age groups. They also have higher rates of depression compared to other demographics. Studies show the average baby boomer had to work 306 hours at minimum wage to pay for 4 years of college. But millennials, they have to work nearly 4,500 hours, adding to the stress, healthcare expenses, stagnant pay, and increasing debt. What a miserable life you lead.
I know. I am tired, though.
Well, you also work overnight shifts, so that adds to the stress, I'm sure. And you do a double duty. You cover the Islanders, and you lend sandwiches names at that deli on Jericho Turnpike. And, yeah, I mean,
what do you mean? I don't get that one.
There's a deli. What's it called?
Big Blue Line Deli.
Blue Line Deli.
I have a sandwich named after me.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's
yes.
A true story.
I was standing there getting ready to order. I'm like, why does it say Christian Arnold sandwich? Is that really Christian Arnold?
I'm assuming it's full of bologna.
It is not full of bologna.
The place is full of Islander stuff. It's a major, major, major Islander.
All right. Well, Sid Rosenberg is off, but Bernie is here. And when Sid is away, Bernie will play. An action-packed edition of the Bernie and Sid Show coming your way in just a moment. And you'll also get to hear Bo Dietl, who is a fan favorite with some sectors. He'll be on at 7:25. Juliet, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Traffic on the 7s with Joe Nolan next.
All right, guys, have a good day. New England Thruway, southbound out of Connecticut, bumper to bumper all the way on down. to exit 19, which is Playland Parkway, an accident with two lanes out. If you're on the Cross Bronx on the eastbound side of the Deegan, a disabled truck, that's off on the right shoulder. Inbound Triborough Bridge, extra heavy coming off of the Grand Central onto the Queens Leg with a crash. Inbound LIE now, you've got a collision right by the Cross Island. You're back up to the Douglaston Parkway. Southern State westbound at Bethpage State Parkway, an accident off on the side. And that accident with injuries up by 280 on the Garden State Parkway, that also being cleared. And alternate side, once again today, is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.